Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to another Bible class in our study of God's timeline through the Bible. As we gather together this morning as members of the body of Christ, we remember the words of our Apostle Paul, who talks to us about tempering the body together and that there should be no schism in it. We're members one of another, and whether one of those members suffer, all the members suffer with it, and whether one be honored, all the members rejoice with it. In this first few moments of announcements, if there's anything you'd like to make the assembly aware of before we get underway, now is the time for that. You've been doing well this week?
Wesley's back
in Costco. Oh, he is. Okay. Well, we sure think about him, and if there's anything we can do, let us know. Anybody else? Well, I guess the update on Cindy. Cindy's doing well. She hated not to come today, but just felt like that she was afraid that if she came that maybe Cecil and Jerry would be here, and she didn't want to risk anything. So it's almost like having leprosy, you know. It's like, don't look on me, don't touch me. But she is doing well. Her symptoms were definitely there. They were very clear symptoms, and she's had what is tantamount to a mild flu. She has lost her sense of smell. So, no, she can taste. It's weird. It limits her taste, but she said she still can taste. Maybe that'll go in time. I don't know. But, yeah. Yeah, I know Tim's got problems that way too. Yeah. So. Are you? Yeah. I can't for the life of me understand how I didn't get it, because we didn't isolate at all, and she didn't. He had it and you didn't. Yeah. 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 Yeah, that's one way. All right, but anyway, she certainly wanted me to tell you hello, and she appreciates all of your thoughts and the kindness. Hated not to be here this morning, especially because we're going to be going on break, and that leads me to the big announcement for today. And the big announcement is this will be the last Bible classes before our main, big, huge, looking forward to wonderful fall break. And so our fall break will actually begin on... we have it on the bulletin board out there, and it's probably posted as the 12th through the 29th. And so basically we will be closed after today. We will return on October the 30th. And on that day is going to be a very special day. And so just make sure that you mark it down and tell everybody, if they haven't been here, to make sure they realize that we're going to start at a special time. We're going to start at 11 o'clock. It's going to be a time of really celebration of 30 years of our existence together. It'll be 30 years of my ministry here, 30 years of the church's existence, and we're going to try to celebrate the edification that we have received, and really want to direct it that way, and not put the spotlight on me, but put the spotlight on the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God and the effectual working of that Word. We are a far different church than we were 30 years ago. And so we also want to continue to express to Rob, and I know they're not here, but Kelly and Joel are just overwhelming gratitude for being able to be here in this building. And we appreciate that very much. So just be aware, we're going to have a time of fellowship and communion together about 30 years of edification over the 30 years. And I don't know if there's any special things being planned or not. If it doesn't take very long, that's fine too. But we're going to have a carry-in luncheon, and there's a sign-up sheet at the back. And so in 30 years of these luncheons that we've had, we've never run short of food, so let's not run short now. That's what I'm looking forward to. All these, I think Chris said he's going to fire up, or at least I told him, I said, I think this occasion you need to fire up the smoker. Yeah, that's that smoked meat he brings in is just amazing. So we're going to be looking forward to that, and that'll be on the 30th. And I hope everybody has a great time off. I know I'm planning on having a wonderful time off and going up into the valley and enjoying the beautiful weather up there and get some peace and some rest and some relaxation, and then come back and we will continue our studies together and finish up this timeline issue. And I'm looking very much forward to getting back to 1 Corinthians and get our edification going through the epistles of the Apostle Paul. All right, anything else anybody wants to add? Everybody clear on what's going on? All right. Well, let's get ourselves underway then. And by the way, I think we're going to have somebody be coming in here late, so don't worry about the doorbell or anything. And now please, would you open your Bibles this morning to Romans? Old habits. To Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. And Abram said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me, seeing I go childless? And the steward of mine house is this Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, to me thou hast given no seed, and lo, one born in my house is mine heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir, but he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. And he brought him forth abroad, and said, Look now toward heaven, and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, So shall thy seed be. And he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. And he said unto him, I am the Lord that besought thee out of Ur of the Chaldees to give thee this land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, Take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a pigeon. And he took unto him all these, and divided them in the midst, and laid each piece one against the other, but the birds divided he not. And when the fowls came down upon the carcasses, Abram drove them away. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abram, and lo, an horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abraham, Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation whom they shall serve I will judge, and afterward shall they come out with great substance. And thou shalt go to thy fathers in peace, and thou shalt be buried in a good old age. And we'll stop right there. Well, before we get ourselves underway, I thought maybe before we have our big break and everything, I'd pick a song I liked, and I just love the Isaacs and their blend and everything. And this great hymn that they do, I think, is done as well as you'll ever hear it. So let's see. This great old hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul." Doesn't get much better than that. That's such a great hymn. I get emotional over that line in that says, "My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, oh my soul." That's great. All right. All right, before we get underway this morning, Steve, would you lead us in prayer, please? Well, back to our timeline chart, and as we have been dealing, we're not going to be in Genesis much longer. Outside of this, there's really only one more issue I want to look at. There's so much, but just to move the timeline along, we're now at that point that after Satan has had seemingly such successes with Cain and the way of Cain and the flood and the corruption of all flesh, the Tower of Babel now has taken place, and that mother of harlots has been produced, what will be the strange woman, the religious component that's involved in Satan trying to establish himself as the most high possessor of heaven and earth, and that the competing wisdom that he has with the Father, he's competing.